Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm Neva Roney. Today, I'm joined by Jeff Frazier, Market Development Manager for Schooler, an agribusiness that specializes in bridging gaps in the agricultural supply chain. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
For this episode, we're going to be talking about the oilseed crush facility starting operations in Goodland, Kansas this fall and how it will connect farmers to new markets to meet the growing demand for renewable fuels. Getting started here, Jeff, can you tell me about Schooler and its activities in relationship to Kansas?
Yeah, absolutely. So Schooler is a 130-year-old agribusiness that employs over 1,400 people worldwide. We operate over 20 facilities in the state of Kansas, and we're excited to be a pillar of the local farm economy by revitalizing the canola crush facility in Goodland, Kansas.
And why is that plant operating in Goodland specifically? How does that impact farmers in and around that area?
Sure. That's a good question. So Goodland offers a variety of benefits to our local Kansas growers. With Schooler retrofitting the existing structure, it provides a significant cost savings versus a grain site project. And this provides High Plains producers a local market rather than shipping their canola all the way to North Dakota, which is one of the nearest facilities prior to the recommissioning of the plant in Goodland, Kansas.
And how does this facility benefit Kansas canola farmers and connect them to those new markets for the renewable fuels?
Sure. Well, the biggest benefit kind of alluded to is it eliminates a lot of the logistical constraints for the producers that either have canola experience or looking into growing canola. They're shaving about half of the logistical mileage off of that crop, and it just provides them a new local drop point for their High Plains production.
How can these farmers and communities find the most value in that oilseed crush plant?
Well, I think the first and foremost thing that they can find value is the return that canola provides their operation. By introducing canola into their cropping rotation, canola provides excellent rotational benefits, cleaning up their fields. And not only that, but it provides a great value and a competitive price to where they get value on both sides. Increasing the wheat yields following canola the year after is one of the biggest returns that they can see on their operation.
How was this past 2024 canola harvest from your point of view?
So throughout the 2024 canola crop, we started off pretty strong. We had good moisture, so we had a good stand going into dormancy. Some would even argue that maybe there was a little bit of overgrowth. We try to keep that growing point with canola relatively close to the ground to avoid any potential winter kill. So we went into dormancy a little bit later, so there was some concern about overgrowth. But overall, good moisture through the winter, came out of dormancy very, very well. Mid-January, we had a really, really cold snap. I always call it season three of our polar vortex that we've seen, came out of dormancy very, very well. And then we hit a dry spell, right through a pretty critical time frame of growing. And with that, there were some concerns about yields. But overall, I think the success of 2024, even with that dry period, it fared very, very well and actually met or exceeded many, many expectations. So we've seen yields anywhere between 30 to almost 60 bushels an acre this year.
With that positive note, tell me about the early fall window for planting canola in the High Plains for a 2025 harvest.
Sure. So in the state of Kansas, generally canola is planted between roughly the month of September, September 1st through the end of September. If you're out in southwest Kansas in Gray County, you've got a couple extra days for your early plant window starting on August 25th. And then looking down into Oklahoma, it's going to be roughly, I would say, right around the 5th to 10th of September through about the 10th to 15th of October.
For farmers who don't currently take part in growing canola, how could they look into incorporating it into those growing rotations?
Sure. That's a great question that we've received a lot. So the first thing that I always guide them to is our Canola MVP program. It's got lots of really useful information from growers that either have little experience or no experience on basically a how-to guide to get into growing canola. Provides agronomy support, seed support, basic questions on marketing and our overall program. A good rule of thumb, I guess, is we like to say if you can grow wheat, you can grow canola. There are some differences, but by and large, if you can grow wheat, you can grow canola.
What has been the biggest barrier for this plant in getting operations set up so far for you?
I believe the biggest barrier for the canola and the project so far is just the change. Kansas and Oklahoma, or the High Plains, is known for continuous wheat. So the change and adding another crop to the rotation, oftentimes it's looked at as risky. And we're just here to provide all the information to set our growers up with success to where they can have a successful harvest and introduce a new crop that's going to benefit their operation.
What is something that Kansas farmers might find surprising about the crush plant or oilseed industry as a whole?
One thing that producers are finding surprising right now is just the uptick in renewable diesel demand. It's providing an excellent return on investment for our growers. You know, right now, obviously, we've started to see more of a depressed market. Commodity prices have been in decline, and overall, our canola prices are extremely competitive. When you look at a wheat canola rotation, canola's return per acre is actually higher than wheat currently. So that's one of the bigger surprises that our producers have seen, because canola hasn't been accepted in the Goodland region for many years now. And as we revitalize the facility, what we're doing is we're just providing a competitive price point to where we can introduce that crop into the rotation.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
The one thing that Schuller wants to make very clear is we understand the need to do this right. Canola isn't new to a lot of growers in this area. We've been blessed with an opportunity to revitalize this crop into their rotations, and we want to make sure that we do it right. We're not trying to get too big too fast. We want to make sure that we provide our growers with the necessary information to make an educated decision that works best for them. Surprising to some growers, I've had discussions on whether it will or will not work on their operation. I've had a couple producers that expect me to sell them on canola. And by and large, what we want to do is we want to grow this organically the right way and make sure that our growers are doing it basically to benefit their operation to the best of our abilities. And all of that is going to be provided through education, making sure that our growers have the resources and to be able to reap the benefits of adding this crop to their rotation.
That is Jeff Frazier, Market Development Manager for Schuller. Jeff, thanks for coming on Inside Ag today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Check out the show notes for a link to Schuller's website with information and a quick reference guide about canola in Kansas. That's it for this episode of Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. If you enjoyed today's show, be sure to give us a like and share this with others.